Hi guys, welcome back to the Funny Kaler podcast. I'm Mara.
And I'm Thomas.
And this is our second episode, so you guys should go listen to the first episode where we talk about ourselves so you know more about us.
Make sure to share with your friends and family our podcast because we need more listeners. Last episode we only had 12 listens.
So shout out to those 12 people, you know who you are.
And for this one, let's hope to get 20 listeners. That's pretty good. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you haven't listened to our first episode, you probably should, because this one is kind of like it. It has the same segments as this one, but the first one was better, and
well, you don't know that.
And so yeah.
So today we're talking about our favorite movies, our favorite memory of the week, like we did our last episode. We'll talk about a movie we've both seen that we're just going to talk about and recommend to you guys. We're going to talk about the National Day and some of the news that happened this week, because it's very interesting.
Okay, so let's hop right into our first segment. This segment is called Favorites, and our favorite for this week is your favorite movie. So, Mara, what is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Clueless. It's on Amazon. Y'all should probably go watch it. It's about this girl named Cher, and she, like, helps everyone, like, find love in high school, but then she's like, what about me? And so she, like, just goes through that, and I really would recommend it. So, that's my favorite movie.
Why do you like it so much, Mara?
I don't know. There's just something about, like, the characters, and, like, the first time I saw it, I'm like, I love this movie. I don't know. It's just really funny, and you never get tired of the story, so,
I don't know. So, yeah. Do you have any other favorite movies?
I like Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
High School Musical is always a classic. The second one is the best one, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
That's the only sequel of any movie that's ever good.
Yeah, I feel like the first one was, like, meh, it was kind of just, like, introducing everything, but, like, the second one, best one. Gotta Go My Own Way, it's best song.
Facts. Okay, so my favorite movies is a movie called Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby. The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, it's really good. It's about this guy who's a NASCAR driver, and it's about his life and his friendships and his losses and how he comes back from being at rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good movie. It's really funny. It has Will Ferrell in it.
It's not for the children.
It's not for the kiddies, but it's fine.
Kiddies.
My second favorite movie of all time is Dark Knight. It's a really good movie. It's action-packed, and it's kind of violent. Joker, it's probably the best Joker of all time, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's our favorite movies. So our second segment, or the part of this segment, is our favorite memory of this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mara, what is your favorite memory of this week?
It's been a good week, but there's been some, like, rough parts. Mine would probably be off-campus lunch this week. It was pretty good. But if you guys don't know what off-campus lunch is, basically every Tuesday in high school, you get to go off-campus. Because it's in Midtown, there's a lot of different restaurants. But my friends, we usually go to Chick-fil-A, like, every single week. So we went to Chick-fil-A this week, and I don't know, it was just, like, really fun because we didn't sit outside, and, like, I don't know, it was just really fun.
Where do you usually like to go to for off-campus lunch?
I like to go to Chick-fil-A, this Hank's, which is a coffee shop. I like to go to Gojigo, which is, like, this, I don't really know how to describe the food. And sometimes we go to the garage, but I don't really like that. It's just close. Like, when it's raining, we usually go there.
Okay.
But that was my favorite memory.
My favorite memory of this week was me doing my school play. It was really good. It's really funny. We did Father Knows Best, which is a 50s sitcom about this family and their struggles, and it's really, really funny. So if you're there, shout out to you. If you're in it, shout out to you, because it was good.
I saw it was really good, not gonna lie.
If you didn't see it
grammar,
well, I'm sorry, it was really good, you missed out. Yeah, but shout out to anybody who is in the play, because we all did really good.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so our second new segment is this segment called Movies. And this is a segment where we talk about a movie that we have seen this week, or that we've seen, and that we
both seen.
Yeah. and that we like and we think you should share about it. And we'll talk about it.
Share about it?
Whatever. and we'll tell you what it's about.
So, we're going to talk about the movie Knives Out. We saw it, like, 2 months ago or something in the theaters. But it's so good. Like, I don't want to spoil it, but, like...
If you don't know what it's about this rich family and the grandfather or the dad. The old person, the main guy. He dies, and it's a murder mystery about how he dies. And all the family is caring about what they get from his will.
Because they're rich and selfish people.
Yes, they're all rich and selfish, except for the main character, who's the maid. And everybody thinks that she killed the person, and all the audience who's watching the movie thinks he kills the person until the final ending. But I won't spoil it, because it's really good, and I think you should go watch it.
Like, I don't really like murder mysteries, but, like, I really like Knives Out. It was really good.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen Knives Out, make sure to watch it. With your family, because it's a good family movie.
Yeah.
But not for youngins.
Youngins. So our next thing, and we did this last week, we did the National Day, and last week it was pigs and Justin Bieber, Justin Bieber's birthday, but today is March 8th, and today is International Women's Day, so we're going to talk about women that inspire us. Just celebrities or regular people we know every day. So, Thomas, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So, the women that inspire me the most...
I swear, if you say Jennifer Lawrence, I'm gonna...
No.
Okay, good.
I'm not a women's, so I don't know.
You're not a women's?
I don't know. I'm not connected as women are. Because, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like since I'm not a woman.
A woman.
A woman. That's what I said.
No, you keep saying, I'm not a woman.
they don't, like, I'm not really, like, connected to them, I guess. You know what I mean?
Well, I have two people, so.
Well, then Mara is. So, I guess Mara can go first, because I'm going to think about it, because I don't know.
Okay, my two people are my mom, which is, like, really cliche to say, but it's true. I mean, moms are the best. Let's just be real here. They're the best. And then someone I've looked up to basically my whole life is Taylor Swift. I just love her music and her character and her messages and her songs are just really good. So I'd probably say those two people.
What do you like about Taylor Swift so much?
I don't know. She's just like, when someone's a good person, then I really like their music. And I don't know. I just grew up on Taylor Swift's music, so I've kind of seen her evolve in a way, like from country to pop, so probably Taylor Swift.
Cool. I guess the woman that inspires me, the woman that inspires me the most, is a basketball player in the WNBA. Her name's Candace Parker. I don't know. I just like sports a lot, and she just kind of paved the way for women's basketball. And so I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
How someone, a sport that a lot of people think is a men's sport can be paved in a different way by a woman. And
I think
that's really cool.
Okay, the next thing we're talking about is news.
This one?
It's been a rough week.
Okay, can so I all, just say that? All the other segments have been kind of funny and goofy and laughy, but this segment isn't as funny, so we're just...
It's depressing.
We're just warning you now.
So we're going to talk about the coronavirus because it kind of hits home in a way because, so if you guys don't know us, or maybe you don't know this, but our brother went to study abroad in Italy this semester. He went in January 7th is when he left. And, you know, it's been really hard. We like FaceTime him a lot, but basically the outbreak hit in China. Right? China?
Yeah, the coronavirus started in China, and if you don't know what it is, which you probably do, it's a virus that is very deadly in that it infects people, and it grows, and it's just spreading crazily fast. And it's
crazily just, fast.
It's just not something that people shouldn't take lightly, or just, like, brush off, because it's definitely something that we need to be...
That's killing people, which is never... something that you need to laugh about, so.
To laugh about or joke about. And so, if you are doing that, I'm not, like, pointing you out and saying, and pointing the finger at you, but, like, just know that this isn't something to joke about.
And, like, people have died from it, and so, like, their families and friends are, like, actually, like, suffering from the fact that this virus killed someone they loved. Yeah. Anyway, so... Oh,
and also make sure to wash your hands, because that's...
Yeah, like, wash your hands.
That's one of the ways to stop it from, like, stop it from growing so fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's why so many people are getting infected, is because they're either not washing their hands or they're not covering their mouths when they cough.
Mm-hmm. Because
that's really important, too.
So, basically, it came from China, and then a guy from China went to Italy, because I think that's where he lives, right? No,
he... Okay, so this... It's just been growing super fast.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy from... I don't want to say where, because I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was from, like, someplace up in northern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was from Sweden. And this guy, he got it. He had it. And he didn't know he had it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's doing this on purpose to spread it to places they don't like. Because if they did that, that's just...
That's messed up.
That's just messed up, and I'm going to pray for you. But he went from Sweden to Italy, and he didn't know he had it. And it spread like crazy, and we were talking to our family, and we were like, we need to get our brother Malcolm out of Italy as soon as possible. Because if
this was like...
This was a month ago.
Yeah.
Maybe. This was actually... No, this was Ash Wednesday is when it happened. And we were freaking out, and we were just, like...
You know, kind of stressing, like, do we let him stay, enjoy the rest of the semester, or do we let him leave and leave Italy and everything it has?
Before this, it was... Okay, so now it's super bad in Italy.
Oh,
we are very thankful that we got him out. But then it had, like, two cases. It was only in, like, Venice, I think. It wasn't even that bad. But then it grew, like, in a snap of a finger. It grew so fast.
And, like, it started, like, growing really fast, like, when he was on the plane back to the U.S. It's, like, when, right before they were going to cancel plane flights.
And so we got him, we decided to come back, bring him back. And if you don't know, we have three uncles.
Yeah.
On our mom's side of the family. And one of the uncles, he's trying to sell his house right now. But, all the contractors and all the people who were, like, supposed to help out
the house. They were supposed to, like, fix the tile, fix the walls, paint, like, redo their house, basically.
Yeah, their
carpets,
like,
and everything.
They're Joanna Gaines and Chip Gaines fixing up their house. Like, they're doing everything to their house.
And just everyone that was supposed to be doing it, it just got pushed back for some reason, delayed.
Yeah.
Maybe because of the snow day we had or something. We don't really know, but... Basically, their house is kind of fixing up right now, but it's not on the market.
And
but it's empty.
Yeah, it's empty. And so, we talked to our uncle, and he told us that Malcolm can stay in there, and...
Which is our brother. Malcolm is our brother.
So Malcolm's staying in there right now, because he has to be quarantined for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're just hoping... we're hoping that he just enjoys the 2 weeks and just, even though he's by himself, that he doesn't get depressed. So, Malcolm, if you're listening to this.
Which he probably is, because I told him about it. What's up, bruh?
What's up? And, or just don't be lonely.
Don't be lonely. And then, yeah. So that's the end of this podcast, you know, kind of when... Sad ending, but besides that,
it's fine. Just wash your hands, people.
So we're gonna have two new segments next time. Thomas, you want to explain them?
Yeah, sure. So our first new segment is called sports, and this is very like
Thomas.
We're talking about
it.
Sports, and we're gonna talk about like the news of sports and like what's going on in the sports world. And then our second new segment is a segment called Like It, and we're gonna talk about something that something like let's say, like, do you like Cheetos or Cheeto Puffs? And we're gonna be like, and we're gonna talk about what we like more, and then we're gonna ask you guys to text us or just, like, I don't know, text us what you like, and then that following podcast we will say the results of that and what won.
Yep.
And so that is the end of this episode 2 of the Funny Kaler podcast.
Make sure you go listen to episode 1, because that was fun times. But we're going to try to record every single Sunday and try to come out with a new episode every single Sunday. So we'll see y'all next time. Bye.